Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket. So glad you tuned in. Today, I have the privilege of hosting the amazing Dr. Aarti Mastruzzo. She is the Chief Medical Officer at CCS, a company focused on simplifying holistic chronic care management for patients. Prior to joining CCS as its first ever Chief Medical Officer, she was at Humana, where she led value-based care transformation in the home. Aarti, so great to have you here.
I love this. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. And we had a chance to connect a couple days ago at Vive.
Yeah.
How was the event for you?
That was good. I always get energized by all the innovation. Just everybody trying to solve a problem. It's just really inspiring and energizing for me. It was great.
Love it. Love it. Glad that was the case for you. It was the case for us as well. So excited to get to know you better, for our listeners to get to know you better as well. What is it that inspires your work in healthcare?
Wow, that goes back a long time, probably since I was a kid. I came to the States from India when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and spent actually most of every summer I spent in India until I started college. And I give that background because I come from a family of physicians, all starting with my grandfather, who's the first physician in the family, who set up a hospital in a little village, which is where I came from, cool, where I was born. And so healthcare is just in my blood. I think taking care of people is in my blood. It just always has been. And so innovation just comes naturally to me because I'm a strategic thinker and I'm very entrepreneurial by nature. So having healthcare in my blood and then being wired to be the way that I am just naturally draws me to healthcare innovation.
That's fantastic. I love that. And so cool that you've followed in the footsteps and creating your own path with your innovative approach. What does CCS do? Help us understand that and help us how they're adding value to the healthcare ecosystem.
So CCS, we'll have our 30-year anniversary this year. It started out eons ago as a durable medical equipment company. And what we learned over the last, especially last 5 years, I would say, with our diabetes population, because that's a majority of our population are folks living with diabetes who need continuous glucose monitors and insulin pumps. So these are not healthy patients. These are very complex patients with diabetes who need these devices. And so we started out in distribution. What we've become is a healthcare solution company, specifically for diabetes and related chronic conditions and other chronic conditions. And what we do today is not only device distribution, but we also then provide pharmacy services. We provide robust clinical programs that include not just coaching and education for individuals living with chronic conditions, but also addressing social determinants of health, something that I'm personally very passionate about. We address gaps in care. We have escalation pathways. And all of this is holistically wrapped with our commitment to also then investing in advanced analytics and just AI in general and how we power some of the solutions that we have. So it's very different than traditional distribution companies. This goes much further beyond distributing devices in the home.
Love it. What a great story. And I always love just learning about businesses and how they evolve. And
yeah,
you guys started with a certain thing, medical equipment. And then you saw a bigger need and you responded. And now you're providing just such incredible services.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And that's what drew me from Humana. Because when you do value-based care transformation, and I think anybody who's in the managed care space can attest to this, the one thing that you can't buy, it's the hardest thing to get, is trust and engagement. It's really hard. And you see that especially in digital health-led companies. It's, you get maybe 30 to 40% if you're really investing in enrollment. But then by the time the 12-month mark comes, you've got folks less than 10% who are still engaged on the platform. And that's true even for payers. And so what drew me here is the fact that we have over 85% engagement rate with our patients. And
that's
our patients
awesome.
Stay with us for more than 4 years.
Wow.
So if I put my value-based care hat on, all I can think of is opportunity.
Oh, big time.
Like, tell me a problem and let's fix it. Because once you have trust and engagement and you have a complex population of patients, the world's your oyster.
So how do you guys do it? Talk to us about what sets you guys apart. What is it that helps you get these high engagement rates and healthier lives?
Yeah, so it's a few things. I would say that the model is unique in the sense that it all starts with the healthcare provider. So the referral starts at the physician level. And we have over 60,000 providers that actually refer to us today that we have a trusted relationship with. And we not only provide education for them and their staff, so we have clinicians in the field. We're a very clinically focused company. So whether it's web-based webinars and educational programs for our healthcare providers who refer to us, or if it's our in-field support, we have clinicians in the field that educate providers as well as our patients when it's needed. So I would say the differentiation starts with the business model, starting with the provider, because what we don't want to do is marginalize and alienate physicians who are already burned out and taking care of these patients. What we want to do is support them and actually be an extension of them. Once we get the referral, then it's really about how do we then connect with the patient that they just sent, that referred to us, and then how do we make an impact? And so first is obviously distribution. It's something that we know how to do really well. We have very personalized approach to how we educate these individuals. A lot of folks, if you've never used a continuous glucose monitor insulin pump, it seems easy, but it's actually pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
I remember when I put one on a couple of years ago, it was a little scary. It's like, you want me to do what and stick it where? And then it falls off. And especially in the population that we treat, which are often elderly, it's very intimidating. And so one of the biggest, I would say, once after the physician, the biggest differentiator is the attention that we give to personalized education and making sure that patients know how to use the device properly. And then it's really surrounding them with the village of care. And that village of care, it's well known in the healthcare world that only 20% of the outcome is really what we prescribe or the surgery that we do or the pill that we make or whatever. It's majority of what happens is outside the walls of the clinic. And not only do we provide coaching and education on a regular basis, following the ACDES 7 self-care behaviors, motivational interviewing, really coaching and educating in a way that's multinodal, meaning that it's not just an app. We have an app, but it's really personalized because we're going to have patients that don't want to use an app, but instead want to engage live. They virtually or telephonically. So it's a multinodal or multimodal approach to how we coach and engage those patients, not just addressing the clinical issues. We have the ability to do remote patient monitoring. We have capabilities for blood pressure cuffs and scales and pulse oximeters. All of those things are there, but all of those things don't matter if you don't have your SDOH needs addressed. And so we're really honing in on food insecurity, loneliness, and other SDOH factors that can make or break the outcome. Also addressing gaps in care. So really understanding what else do these individuals need or these patients need in order to live healthier lives? In the case, for example, in diabetes, it's prevention of diabetic foot ulcers. It's retinal screening. It's kidney disease. All of these things that actually lead to disease progression. So I would say the one thing that excites me the most out of this is we're slowing down disease progression. It's not just about improving diabetes outcomes, but it's about whole person health. And then last but not least, just making sure that we've got the right technology at our fingertips. And so really investing in AI models to really help our clinicians do a better job of how we actually engage our patients.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you for that, Arti. It's certainly a unique approach, high value across the stakeholders, the providers to the patients. And then do you guys have your own clinicians as well taking care of patients remotely?
So we have certified diabetes educators, we have pharmacists, we have nutritionists, we even have a lactation consultant on the team because we also have a gestational diabetes program that we offer
Got it.
To our customers. So we have clinicians that are available remotely to provide coaching and education. And then we have clinicians in the field that whose primarily their job is to really support our healthcare providers and make sure that they have the most recent up-to-date evidence-based education available, because providers, frankly, don't have the time to seek that out on their own. And then those clinicians will often also provide support to patients when the HCP requests it.
Got it. Cool. Very cool. So a very robust support system for the providers is, I think, a pretty unique value add for those out there providing the care. If you think about the 30 years, what do you know? What do you think is maybe the biggest setback the company had that you've learned from that's made you who you are today?
Anybody in the diabetes will tell you that in the past, regulatory changes, what I call the pen type risks, those are always going to be headwinds anytime you're in healthcare, because regulations change all the time. I think that those types of events, value-based purchasing that happened years ago, especially when strips used to be, I don't even remember the numbers, but we went from tens of dollars to cents of dollars. So it really changed the industry. I would say that as a company, what we took away is that ultimately, in order to be successful in the healthcare ecosystem, you have to continuously be adding value. What value are you actually adding to the system? And if all you're doing is acting as a middleman and you're shipping stuff, but you're not really doing anything else, that isn't value add. And so what we took away from that experience is that we have to continue to push ourselves. We have to continue to push ourselves, not just to add value in the system, but also then innovate and think about new ways outside of the box to contribute and solve healthcare problems. I think it made us much, much stronger.
Yeah, I love it. And I was hearing, I was listening to a podcast, or maybe it was an audiobook, but the guy was saying, if you think about business like a natural ecosystem, every bacteria, being, animal, resource has a role. And if it doesn't have a role, it gets eliminated.
That's exactly right.
Right, Arti? So back to your point, It's a must to add value. Let's not forget that. So well said there. And there's a lot. We just got back from Vive in LA. A lot of talk around different technologies, trends. What stuck with you? What do you think is a technology or a trend that's here to stay with us to change healthcare as we know it?
Probably the most obvious one that everybody's talking about right now, which is AI. I think telemedicine is just part of our DNA now. I don't consider that innovation anymore. Using data, specifically the ability to take disparate pieces of data, SDOH, right? SDOH, income data, patient preference data, purchasing data, and then the ability to incorporate that with medical device data, and then being able to, so I'm speaking from my world right now, and being able to make something out of that to actually guide clinical care, I think is going to be really cool and innovative. But there's no question AI is here to stay. I'm actually on a panel a week from now talking about AI in the healthcare ecosystem. So it's here to stay, and it's a little scary because we don't know where it's all going to go, but nothing but opportunity, I think, from a clinical standpoint, to make clinicians smarter and make care delivery better and hopefully make the patient experience better. Because I think sometimes we forget about that.
Totally. Love that. Yeah, it's here to stay. And it's just a matter of how are you guys going to be using it? Think about it at this point. It's commercialized for consumers. So let's start using it if you're not already. If you are, awesome, kudos to you. But to Dr. Masterza's point here, it's here to stay. So let's start thinking about how to incorporate it into what we do every day to help patients and caregivers. Love the work you guys are doing, Arti. If you wanted to leave us with a closing thought, what would you leave us with? And where can the listeners follow you and learn more about CCS?
So first of all, if you want to learn more about the company, our website, ccsmed.com. And I love our website. We just refreshed it. So I think you'll get a really good idea of where we're headed as a company and what we do. I'm really proud of the work we do today. In terms of closing thoughts, you caught me on an inspired day, so bear with me. When I was in medical school, my father at my white coat ceremony had said to me, he gave me a few pieces of advice, but one that really stuck with me is he said, when people come to you, he's a physician, and so is my mom, that when people come to you for healthcare, they are at their most vulnerable. Money status cannot buy health. And people come to you at their most vulnerable seeking healthcare. They want to heal. They want to get better. That is a privilege. Don't ever take it for granted. And so I think from a closing thought, the way I wake up every morning thinking, how do I make healthcare better? How do I bring heart back into the healthcare? And how do we really make this about making our community, humankind, mankind, or fellow man healthier? And do it in a way we're not wasting dollars.
Love that. I love that takeaway. It is a privilege. And Aarti, it's great to have somebody like you doing what you do, touching all the lives that you do, because it makes a big difference, right? So thank you for leaving us with that. Folks, in the show notes, you'll see a summary of all the things we discussed today, including links on ways to get in touch. So make sure you do that. And thank you so much for spending time with us today, Aarti. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This was fun. Take care.
You too.